Hi, everyone, and welcome to another Talking Somni episode. I'm very, very glad to welcome Franca. Franca, welcome.
Hello.
All right, so thanks again for being here. And I think you're our first guest from France. So, extra welcome there. And just tell us a little bit about how did you find me and the YouTube channel?
I think I found you when I was looking for answers to my insomnia problem online. So I was, I think, on Reddit, and I saw someone talking about your channel, and I was like, okay, well, let's give it a shot. And then I started watching the first videos, and I saw like so many videos. I was like, oh my god, there's gonna be so much information here. So I just started looking. Like, I tried to do it all in order, and then I started asking questions, I reckon, before I finished. And I was super happy because it kind of showed me I was being understood. I don't know if that makes sense. It finally gave me some answers. So that's basically how I found out about your channel.
All right. Very, very cool. And let's see. So when did you start having trouble sleeping?
I think it was around the end of March, beginning of April 2020, and it was linked to everything related to COVID, because we didn't get any information from our universities about how we were supposed to get exams and stuff like that, and I was really stressed, and I started being super worked up about it, and I only realized, realized this now, because at that time I thought, like, I tried to find other reasons, but it was definitely related to, the staying at home and doing nothing but working kind of lifestyle that I think started this mess.
Absolutely, which, you know, as you know, for so many people, it's started having trouble sleeping during that time. But it's interesting. So there was, if you like look back upon it, there were like these obvious stressors. But at the time, it didn't seem obvious to you why you felt this kind of worked up.
No. I kind of could see it, but I remember that I went to bed, I sat on my bed, and then I looked through Twitter, through YouTube, just trying to find people who thought like me, who were also distressed. And I only found like the opposite, and sure, it worked me up. But then I tried to lie down and I couldn't sleep, and I was like, oh, well, this has to be something weird, because at some point I also had, I don't know how to say that, I had the medicine for my feet. It's so weird, but I had to put it on them, and then they were super hot, and that was the first night I didn't sleep as well. Like, it was one night straight of sleeplessness because my feet were burning hot, and I just turned and tossed, and it was not very nice. But I tried to find other reasons for it, like it wasn't obvious at that time.
Okay, so your feet were like burning and you tried to do something about it, but then you ended up like being awake the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that was the first sleepless night. And what happened after that?
Pretty much what happens to most people, I think. It was like, okay, so you slept bad, then tomorrow's going to be better, I guess. And it wasn't better because I had to put the stuff again, and it was basically like the same. And at that point, I think I was really unhappy also with my life. So I was really bad, like mentally and physically. And it just kept me from sleeping. And then, it carried on for a week or so. And then I started like being really anxious about it, focusing on it, and being like, what if now I will never sleep again? And when's this gonna end? And then I was like, oh, hopefully it will end when we go back to uni. But I couldn't see when we would go back to uni. So just kind of kept getting bigger, I guess.
Exactly. And did you go down this path of like experimenting with a lot of things, trying different things?
Yep. I went on the internet doing Google things, it doesn't work. And then I found like all these go to bed early or have a dark room, try melatonin, try this, try that. And I did it and it didn't work. And just like, I've seen so many times on your channel, like basically just going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I did that definitely before I found your channel. So I think it went on for about 3 weeks, maybe a month. I don't really remember, and I don't want to remember.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. But it sounded like it didn't take too long from like kind of the started until you found my channel. Or how long would you say like that before you found the channel?
Yeah, probably about 3 weeks. Like I'm really happy I found it that early, because I think like on your channel there are people who were insomniacs for like years before they found you. But it was pretty quick, I guess. But yeah.
Not exactly.
That's where you had a problem, I think.
No, let's say, yeah, absolutely. I'm very happy you landed on it, because yeah, exactly as you said, if you don't get any helpful advice, it's you know, it's kind of like one of two paths. For some people, it becomes like some random things happens in your life and you kind of get distracted and forget about sleep and then you end up sleeping better. But then you kind of always have this kind of memory of it, which is problematic. So I think, yeah, I'm very glad you landed upon it, because then when you fully understand it, then that's, you know, that prevents you from ever going down the rabbit hole again. But anyway, that was just a little comment there. But okay, so you landed on a channel, you were starting to learn, and what were the kind of the first things that you started kind of learning and that made sense to you?
The fact that I was thinking about it a lot during the day, and that it would affect my sleeping pattern in a way. Like I understood the kind of the fact that if you think about it a lot, like be it I'm gonna sleep or I'm not gonna sleep, then it's gonna have an impact. I don't know if that makes any sense, but but at that time I was like, yes, but how don't I think about the thing I want to think about so it goes away? Like it was really kind of blurry, but the more time like I spent on your channel, the more I kind of got the key ideas. It was something really progressive, I think. So at first I was really happy to have to be understood, and then I kind of for a week I felt better, but I didn't sleep like instantly better, or it just was progressively, I think. And also during that summer I went to Romania for 1.5 months to like for helping project with the European Union. Since I was so occupied the whole day, I couldn't think about it, and it was like magic. It was so much better then, because I just was doing stuff and I wasn't stuck at home doing nothing basically. So I think that is the key point that really stuck with me.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's stay there for a second. So firstly, exactly like you say, it's very true that if you, you know, spend the whole day thinking about sleep, then you become so preoccupied with it, so hyper aroused, et cetera, that it makes you have a lot of trouble sleeping. But then that question becomes like, I see that problem, but how do I sort of stop myself from thinking about something, which is really tricky? And my thinking is that it's not like an active thing, but when you simply are very aware of the fact that thinking about something is probably not helpful, then your brain sort of automatically kind of shifts attention sometimes. Was that starting to happen a little bit, or was it really the trip to Romania that made a big difference?
Kind of both. I don't know if I mentioned this, but in the 3 weeks it worsened. I also got like anxiety, because like let's say around 5 p.m. or something, I would get really scared at, I don't know, even like at my bed, or I don't know, it just was, I was scared and I didn't know at what, but it was like omnipresent, and I could not think about it, but it would still scare me. I don't know if that means, it's so difficult to explain. Even if I tried to distract myself, it was present, and it's only kind of got better once I understood it. And then from there, I started being able to let go of it. But just like I said, it was a process, like it wasn't instantly. I remember when I went running, it's something I really like. And even then, sometimes there were like those thoughts about sleep that just came in my head, even though I was perfectly fine, running fine. And my body just kept working as usual, even on little sleep. So yes, sometimes it really kind of was there, even though I was supposed to be distracted.
Yes, it makes total sense to me. It's like, so tell me if I understood it right. It was sort of like 5 p.m., 6 p.m. when it kind of, you know, it's sort of count down towards like the night when you're supposed to sleep. Even though you didn't consciously think about it, there was some, like you were a little hyper aroused. It was probably like in the back of your mind, there were some thoughts about it, something like that, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Hmm. All right. And then, so you went to Romania and you were preoccupied, you were busy during the day, you didn't think much about sleep, and you slept much better. Did you, during that time, did you reflect upon it, or did you sort of like reflect upon that more afterwards when you came back home?
Honestly, at that point, the first 2 days were so exciting that I just slept instantly, and I know I woke up and I was like, oh my God, like I woke up early because they have chicken when it was summer and then the light is really bright. But I slept so good for like 6 hours and I was amazed. And then from there, I just had such a positive experience, I think, with that room. That it just kept being great. I don't really think I thought much about it because like I said, stood up and then we had so many things to do and really went to bed like really late. But the one thing I just kept doing though is the 7:30 rule. Like I always wake up at 7:30 and I still do that today. There's no exception. And sometimes I do wake up before that time and I stand up because I'm fully awake. But no, I'm remaining fast. I'm sorry, I just keep sliding off the question. But I think I didn't think that much about sleep in Romania. And that's the fun thing about it, because when I came back to France in September, I had to go to uni again. And it actually came back because I was like, oh, what if now I'm going to not sleep again? And I had another kind of insomnia bout for about 3 weeks until I started taking my, I have really low anxiety meds. But I don't take them anymore. Like it was just to calm me down around bedtime. If it was bad, I didn't take them like always. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is very important. So again, Romania, you know, things were fun, you were busy, you slept well, you came back to France, but again, you still hadn't started, like university hadn't started, so you were still sort of mostly at home, correct?
Yes, I basically was.
And then you had, and was it, do you think it was like just going back to the environment you were in before that sort of started you thinking about sleep again?
Yes, and also I kind of think it was also related to performance, because when I came back like from Romania, I was thinking, okay, I need to get back into shape, because obviously during the time there I was really eating, drinking a lot, so we enjoyed ourselves basically. And then I was okay, we need to stop this now. And it's like it kind of went back a little, like it wasn't that bad as in March, but I started sleeping less again because I was focusing on it, I think.
Yeah.
And I thought I need to sleep, otherwise I'm going to be unhealthy and stuff like that. Like it just came back a little, and I think it was actually environment related, as you said, like because my insomnia, I actually had it at my parents' house, not in my student apartment. And usually when I went back to my apartment in Strasbourg, it was fine. It was better, not necessarily fine, but I think I also, just to answer your question, I think it was actually related to the place and the thoughts I had in the place, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you're right about the whole, like, the performance thing too, when you know, I got to get in shape and it's important to sleep and all those things, you know, of course make you more pressure to sleep and then you sleep less, et cetera. And then you had these sort of like a not very potent, but some anxiety medication that you took here and there, but it seems like it wasn't that necessarily that led you to a place where you again started sleeping better. What made it change kind of that second time where you slept better?
That is actually a good question. I kind of feel like it's related to the fact that I have not necessarily like given up on the thought of going back to uni and having a normal life. I think that is basically the thing that just kept me aroused all the time, and I kind of confused it then with this not sleeping thing. But since I stopped worrying so much about the fact that I can't see my friend, and I still do see them, but not regularly. I think it got better when I just chilled a little and was like, okay, so you need to see the positive. Okay, you're not gonna have physical classes, but you can do this, you can do that, you can. And I started looking for projects, and I just turned my attention to something productive, I'd say, and that helped a lot.
Yes, it's sort of like, you know, you were in this kind of resistance phase, like this is like, kind of, why is this happening? How long is this going to end? When can I go back? And then you were like, well, I don't know when it's going to end, and I have to like accept the things they are now. And there was less resistance, and then the less pressure again, and sort of something like that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It makes total sense.
Right now I sleep fine, and I think tonight they're going to announce something, stricter measures or whatever, but I'm sleeping fine. Like, it's been 2 months. I sleep from midnight till 7:30 usually, so it's definitely much, much better.
So happy to hear that. And you know, it's, I think, out of all the guests I've talked to here, you know, you know, I'm not going to belittle what you went through in any way, but I think most of the people I talked to have had like more, like maybe more deep-seated, like maybe more entrenched ideas, and maybe a longer time struggling. So it's, but you know, but that said, I think, you know, your experiences are the same. So I want to ask you kind of my usual question, which is, to someone that ends up, you know, being in the spot you were, like starting to struggle with sleep, their stress going on, et cetera, what are some, like, what do you say was the most important things you learned and things you would like to share?
I would say don't talk about it with friends, please don't, because then they're gonna be reminding you all the time. I mean, it's, on their part, it's probably just affectionate, but it doesn't help. Like, this is the one thing I regretted most in the first few weeks, especially since I couldn't see my friends physically. They just kept asking about it, like through the phone. And since I was also constantly on my phone, I started like thinking, oh, phone equals, they're gonna ask me if I'm sleeping, am I sleeping? And then I thought about sleeping, like, please don't ask, don't talk about it with your friends, or at least not every one of your friends, like, make it as little of an issue as possible. And also, the second thing I think you need to understand is that it doesn't affect you. Like, I know you feel shitty, and honestly, right now I'm like having difficulties to think back to how it felt. Like, when you're in it, you feel so miserable, and it's really, really bad. But right now, since I feel fine again, I'm like, I have difficulties thinking back to it, like feeling it again. But what I want to say is, your performance, I don't think your performance gets affected, at least not for as short of a time period as I had it, had insomnia, because I wrote my best exams and I physically kept, because I'm tracking my speed, when I run, and it didn't decrease in any way. So it, I know it's not nice to have insomnia, but it doesn't, like, it doesn't have any consequences. And that was something that kept me up a lot, because people kept saying, yeah, you have to sleep, otherwise you're going to have this problem, that problem. And I don't think that's true. So.
Very, very important. Yeah, you know, that's often becomes this like light bulb moment when people go like, oh, I can actually do fine even if I sleep little. So why am I trying so hard to sleep a lot? That's a big one. And did you end up like asking your friends to like stop asking you about sleep, or did it just kind of fizzle out?
No, I didn't say, can you stop? I just said, it's better, even though it wasn't.
Okay.
Like, they would stop asking. I kind of, like, at the time I said, it's better. It actually wasn't that much better, but at least they stopped asking about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally get it. Very, very good. Well, yeah, that was super, super helpful. Well, thank you so much, Franca, for coming on. And I remember like you had a different, you know, you were not, you used a different like name on the channel, but it was always very nice comments from you. I remember that, very insightful, very helpful. So I want to thank you for that also.
No problem. And you got the French now. I spoke too much English. I want to thank you, Ashley, because you helped me so much get like back to a normal sleeping pattern. Yes. So thank you.
Anytime, Franca. You take care now and be in touch, okay?
Yep.